I'm Monsignor Bill Smith. I'd like to just reflect for a moment on the Jubilee year, particularly on Jesus Christ, in preparation for the coming of the third millennium. Our Holy Father, Pope John Paul II, in an instruction called Tertio Millennio Adveniente, has outlined that the year 1997 would try to focus on the person of Jesus Christ, then on the Holy Spirit, then on God the Father, because ultimately in the year 2000, what we're preparing for is the celebration of our redemption. It will then be 2,000 years since the coming of Jesus Christ, who, of course, is our Redeemer. On the one hand, of course, what we celebrate and try to prepare ourselves for is the greatest event, the greatest benefit that has ever been given to the human race, when the second person of the Blessed Trinity became one of us, the Incarnation. The Holy Father also suggests that with this great joy, there should also be some serious reflection, even a serious examination of conscience. The Pope, if you recall, is one of the few bishops still active who was a member, an active bishop, at all the meetings of the Second Vatican Council. And he asked us, as members of the Church, to examine ourselves on whether we have really truly received the teaching of the Council as the Council had taught. In the document Dei Verbum on divine revelation, have we really made God's Word, have we made it the soul of our theology and our Christian living? We should examine ourselves on that. Sacrosanctum Concilium was the document on the liturgy. The liturgy is described as the summit and the source of Christian life. Have we really tried to make the liturgy the summit and the source of our Christian life? The document Lumen Gentium on Ecclesiology, the notion of communion with the Church as a communio, the people of God, but our communion with each other. Have we really tried to live that in our lives, in our parishes, in our apostolate? And finally, the principles that are found in Gaudium et Spes, true principles about God and men. Have we lived them? Have we spoken up for them? Have we witnessed them? But when you come down to it, the central thing, of course, about the year 2000 is the Redeemer himself. From day one, this Pope has been talking and preaching about Jesus Christ, who is obviously the center of his life. His first encyclical was called Redemptor Hominis, the Redeemer of Man. Therefore, the center of his religion and the center of our religion is not an abstraction. It's not a principle or a theory. It is a person. The second person of the Blessed Trinity, our Lord Jesus Christ. And that, the calendar year 1997, the Pope proposes that we focus. One good way to do it would be to look in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, go to the section on the Creed, you know how it works, I believe in the Father, just go to the section, I believe in Jesus Christ. It's a substantial section of the Catechism. It should be read carefully, together with a copy of the Bible. And the Holy Father, I believe, is a man who clearly is head over heels in love with Jesus Christ. Remember when he visited here back in 1979, the first time? He was at Madison Square Garden with all the young folks, and he asked them, are you uncertain about the future? Look to Christ. You're not sure what you want to do with your life? Look to Christ. Always the center is our Lord Jesus Christ. And he carries this through from a teaching, again, of the Second Vatican Council. In fact, two of them. One of them is Gaudium et Spes number 22, which says that the only way you can understand the human person is if you accept and understand Jesus Christ. Why? Our Lord Jesus Christ is true God and true man. Now, often in our traditional piety and in our traditional theology, when we look at Jesus, the God-man, we learn a lot about God. We can learn about the Father from creation. But we probably know the most about God by looking at the person of Jesus Christ. And we take the old divine phrase, blessed be Jesus Christ, true God and true man. And that's really how we probably know the most in divine revelation. We know the most about God because Jesus is divine and Jesus is God. But the Pope points out what the Council taught as well. You cannot really understand man in his fullness and his integrity, unless you understand and accept Jesus Christ. And that's an important truth, to know the truth about Jesus Christ, true God and true man. not only the area of knowledge, but it's also the area of living. Living. Because two paragraphs down, again, Gaudium et Spes, not paragraph 22 this time, but paragraph 24, it brings us to the example of Jesus. And there's a sentence there that the Pope helped contribute as a bishop attending the council, that it's only through a sincere gift of yourself that you will find yourself. And the footnote says, Luke 17:33. That you have to lose your life to find your life to lose it. Isn't this true of our Lord Jesus? That it's only through a sincere gift of yourself that you'll find and fulfill yourself. He gave his whole life, which was the fulfillment of God's plan here on earth. And that's the way of acting that Christians have to learn to adopt as well. Because it's true. You will only find yourself and fulfill yourself fully through a gift of yourself. That was the example of Jesus' own life. It's one of those transforming truths that first it puzzles us. Lose yourself to find yourself to lose yourself. But this is a transform. If you live that truth, it'll transform you. If you close in on yourself, you can get all filled up with yourself. And that's called narcissism. If you fall in love with what you see in the mirror every morning, life can be kind of limited. But we have to come out of ourselves, make a gift of ourselves, a gift of our life. You won't be empty. That's how you will fulfill yourself. So knowing man fully, we only know that by knowing our Lord Jesus Christ, true God and true man. Living his way is to follow his example and make a sincere gift of yourself. That way is the only way you will find yourself and truly fulfill yourself. And it's one of the things we should focus on in the calendar year 1997, which focuses on the central person of salvation, our Lord Jesus Christ.